Arrested and detained in the Dominican Republic after reporting the discovery of cocaine on their plane in early April, a Guelph pilot and his crew are publicly pleading for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to show Canadians you have their backs and bring them home. We did our job by reporting these drugs and save Canadian lives. Now we need you to do your job, said Rob DiVinanzo in a video statement issued Wednesday by Pivot Airlines. His comments are directed at Trudeau. Please, show the world Canada will step up for truth, justice and, more importantly, the safety of Canadians. DiVinanzo and four crew members fear they may soon be heading back to jail, as the Dominican Republic prosecutor is appealing a court decision to release the crew on bail are now awaiting word for their fate while being protected by private security hired by their employer. In a shocking move, the prosecutor has recently filed an appeal of the court's decision to grant our crew bail, despite having no evidence tying them to a crime, said Pivot Airlines CEO Eric Edmondson via email. It is now well known that our crew reported over 200 kilograms in narcotics. Placing them back in jail alongside alleged narcotics criminals will put them at serious risk of harm, without the protection of the private security we have hired. They are worried that a return to Dominican jail will be a one-way trip. During a trip to the Caribbean nation in early April, DiVinanzo Guelph reported a fellow crew member's discovery of cocaine to Canadian authorities, which was followed by a Dominican Republic police raid and the arrest of everyone on board the plane, the airline and unions explain, despite government claims the arrests came after it received a tip about drug smuggling. About 200 pounds of cocaine was seized, confirms a news release from Dominican Republic's National Directorate for Drug Control. Alijo ocupado en avión positivo a cocaina https://t.co/mjl7gt7r5v #dncdcambia #todosunidos #dncdrdpic.twitter.com/2nojjatvic3 Dirección Nacional de Control de Drogas, at DNCDRD, April 7, 2022. It is entirely unacceptable that our members have been thrown in jail for doing their jobs, and dutifully reporting a crime, said Captain Tim Perry, president of Airline Pilots Association International Canada in a news release, issued jointly with the Canadian Union of Public Employees and Unifor, which each represent members of the crew. We are urging the Canadian government to take serious action and help bring our crew home. Following their arrest, the crew was sent to jail where they were subject to threats against their lives, inhumane treatment, said Edmondson. Reports of their treatment include being kept in crowded cells measuring 13 feet by 13 feet, undergoing numerous threats and extortion attempts from inmates, deprivation of food and water, and being limited to the area around a hole in the floor used as a toilet. We are living a nightmare, DiVinanzo said in the video. We know the Dominican Republic could send us back to jail any moment. In the video, a fellow crew member states they've not been charged, questioned, interviewed or interrogated in relation to drug smuggling at this time. The Canadian government needs to do all in its power to bring the Pivot Airlines crew safely back home, said Scott Doherty, executive assistant to Unifor's national president, in the news release. Our member is a part-time worker, who had the misfortune of becoming entangled in a dangerous situation, after finding and reporting illegal drugs on board. Our union joins his family and friends in their concern for his safety. We need the federal government to intervene immediately. While we are grateful for the support of the Government of Canada in improving the safety of our crew to date, the simple fact is they have not done enough to safely return our crew to Canada. Our crew misses their families, said Edmondson. They fear for their lives, as well their mental and physical well-being. And they want to come home. In a statement issued to Guelph today, MP Lloyd Longfield said recently met with the Minister of Global Affairs as well as Pivot Airlines to discuss the situation. The Government of Canada's first priority is always the safety and security of its citizens, the statement reads. Canadian officials continue to monitor the situation closely, are engaging with local authorities, and providing consular assistance. Due to privacy considerations, I cannot provide any further information to respect those involved directly with this situation. Attempts to reach DiVinanzo, who has done several media interviews, were unsuccessful.